Yeah, yep, that work? Alright, well, I introduced myself already, so we can easily skip past this one. So there are three main topics I'm gonna go over in my presentation. I wanna try and take everybody a step back from some of the efforts that have happened thus far and some of the local stakeholder, you know, Tamales Bay working groups and the Environmental Action Committee work and Richard's work to develop prescriptive BMPs, and I wanna just kind of think a little more broadly as to why we're here, why are we all in this room today, what's the goal of us all getting together today, what are some considerations that we need to keep in mind when we're developing the rulemaking for BMPs, and we'll get into a little more detail about what are the core elements that perhaps that rulemaking should include. So, why are we here? Well, the need for implementing best management practices arose from concerns from the public and from the department regarding existing and potential impacts of shellfish aquaculture practices to state waters, and specifically that was regarding marine debris. However, I want us to think about taking a wider range of a wider look at potential BMPs for the rulemaking process. Best management practices and other performance measures have been adopted across various shellfish growing states and countries, and Randy showed an image of various BMPs from different states and areas. They've been adopted as a means of mitigating against unacceptable environmental interactions and to help shellfish growers farm profitably and in harmony with their neighbors and surrounding environment. So we need to keep that in mind, that we have a dual role for our best management practices. We're wanting to safeguard the environment while also allowing for sustainable aquaculture production. BMPs are a tool for ensuring current and future shellfish aquaculture operations are done in an environmentally and socially responsible way, and thus they're useful for protecting the environment while allowing for an increase in mariculture production. They also allow shellfish producers with a knowledge base of what to expect in the development of their business, which is very important from the industry side. Excuse me. BMPs should be considered a continuous work in progress. Excuse me. As new species and technology is developed, and we will need to update them as necessary. And we've heard, you know, 5-year plans thrown out. That's just a number that's been thrown out. There hasn't been any commitment to that. But as Randy described, there needs to be a balance between what is administratively feasible on our side, what's feasible on the industry side, and come to some decision on what that should be. It's important to recognize that conditions change over time. Not just environmental conditions, but mariculture operation conditions, and we must adaptively manage within acceptable thresholds to allow for innovation while safeguarding the environment. And finally, an important need is to recognize that we need to adopt practices that take into account multiple uses of state waters that will prevent conflicts with neighbors and other users of the water. So I came up with a goal. This is open for discussion, but I don't want to get into wordsmithing today. But I thought that perhaps we all came here today with a common goal to limit the risk of undesirable ecological effects to an acceptable level while allowing for sustainable shellfish production. That should be our goal for developing BMPs. We can have a discussion after I finish with my presentation on whether or not we feel that's an appropriate goal for developing BMPs or not. But there are other considerations to incorporate in our development of the rulemaking. There's the question of what specific ecological impacts are we guarding against. I think we all are aware that marine debris is one ecological impact that we're trying to guard against, but there may be others that we need to consider. So these are just questions that you need to keep in the back of, we all need to keep in the back of our minds as we're thinking about this. What do we consider an acceptable level of impact? And what is the end result that we're trying to achieve? There's not going to be a single set of BMPs that address the many issues raised by different shellfish mariculture techniques, the species, the environmental conditions. That's why we've come up with this option of the requirement for shellfish growers to actually write their own BMP plans that are specific to their operations, their section of the bay, the species that they're growing, the methods that they're using. Should the standard set objectives that are not achievable with current practice and technology? So this is a question that gets a little bit more into the details of potentially what the rulemaking may or may not do. And then the final thing to consider is that BMPs are very prescriptive. They are saying that things should be done this way versus performance standards are actually looking at the results that you're trying to achieve. They focus more on the end result, but performance standards are generally more efficient. Performance standards are generally more efficient because they allow for innovation and they track ecosystem responses. However, the implementation of performance standards are costly. Additional monitoring and enforcement is typically required. But I believe that we should maybe try and find a balance between being very prescriptive and requiring things to be done this way and asking for performance standards and looking at the ecological response. So these are some of the categories that I have come up with, and you'll see an example of some others that Randy has in the backgrounder packet that he emailed out, but is also available on the back table. It's easy to be a lumper versus a splitter at this point. But in my opinion, the first step in achieving the goal of limiting a risk to environmental impacts is to properly site your aquaculture farm. It supports sustainable aquaculture at the same time protecting natural resources. And this applies to both existing operations that are looking to expand and new lease applications. And like Susan said, we're not going to get into that discussion right now, but this might be a good best management plan category for growers to consider when they're writing their BMP plans as to how they're going to properly site their aquaculture infrastructure. The second category, materials, operation, and maintenance. This is probably what most of us are most familiar with. We all know that growing shellfish in state waters requires that structures be placed in the intertidal and subtidal flats. Most of that gear is accessible by boat and managed by hand. The presence of these structures, vessels, and staff represents a potential source of pollution through incidental release of chemicals, gear, marine plastics, and it can cause interference with other water activities. This is, I think, where most of the prescriptive options that have been forwarded around kind of fall into this category, and there's a lot of subsets under this. So this is where you can easily lump or split some of the prescriptive options out there. But it's important to develop BMPs that address materials, operations, maintenance, things like visual impacts, potential damage to native habitats and species, training staff, limiting incidental release of gear. That's kind of where I saw a lot of that falling under. The success of shellfish farming is dependent on healthy environmental conditions for both healthy and productive shellfish growth, as well as the ecosystem itself. Safeguarding water quality is a primary driver for shellfish farmers. However, we also recognize that bivalve mariculture can have both positive and negative ecological impacts on the marine environment. So this mixture of beneficial and negative effects illustrates the need to develop BMPs that protect against adverse environmental interactions while also supporting sustainable mariculture. So maintenance of environmental quality is a category that I thought would be appropriate for the BMP plans to address, how they're going to safeguard habitat, how are they going to protect water quality for both their growing shellfish as well as for other ecological value itself, how are they going to protect native species as well as their own species. And then finally, the category of disease prevention and management. So all living marine resources throughout the state are at risk of diseases by viral, bacterial, protozoal, zoal, metazoan pathogens, and parasites. Jim knows much more about this than I do, but some disease agents are restricted to specific regions and require interstate regulation and monitoring. A universal means to control disease is to limit disease movement through monitoring of the disease status in the shellfish being considered for transport and ensuring that shellfish being moved are disease-free. And shellfish growers must abide by all current transfer and import permit requirements to minimize these risks. So we do have some existing regulations that help with disease prevention and management, but perhaps we need more in order to safeguard both the shellfish growing areas and our native system. So these are just categories that I've come up with, but I'm hoping at this point in time we can open it up for discussion on what's missing. Maybe these aren't appropriate categories that we want to include in best management practices, but this is where we want to have an open dialogue. And we have Susan and Randy and Heather, there she is, to help capture notes on the whiteboards to help facilitate the discussion.
Sure.
And open there.